Hello everyone and welcome to my video, my annual video on the Universal Year. As we're in the last few rainy, well I don't know how it is where you are, but we're in the last few rainy, miserable hours of 2022 in the UK. And it's time to look to our new year. You're probably already starting to feel the Universal Year start to come upon us. But it's not just about that universal year. We have to take the universal year into account because that is the energy that is on all of us. But we've also got a personal year and we need to try and reconcile the two of those in order to have the most successful year that we can. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to you about the energy that's going to be hitting us all in 2023. How we're now moving from the sixth year of family and bills and changing our lifestyle at home in order to pay our bills towards a 7 year. 2023, another low-key year of introspection and it's the sort of, it's a quiet year. It's not the year for success. It's not the year for lots of things to happen. It's a year for us to take stock and really reassess who we are. So it's another low-key energy year. So 2023, as I've just said, is the seven universal year. 2 + 0 + 2 + 3 = 7. So last year, the energy of the six was, as I've said, very much about family issues, events, family needs. And like we have been doing with the bills flying through the roof, dealing with changing our family circumstances, not just for our finances, but for the environment as well. Family finances, looking to see how we're living and savings, protecting the environment. You may even move home during this year, although the way interest rates are going at the moment, maybe not. Maybe early in the year, then you might have moved house, you might have redecorated, you might have added bits to your home. It's a time where you may have indulged in your creative artistry, aesthetics, nurturing your musical artistic ability, maybe. But that's waning away now. This year, the year to come, is the energy of the seven universal year. And I love this year because it's my life path and it gives me that extra opportunity, that extra energy to really be a seven, to go into myself, to be introspective, to really dig into my spirituality and be able to take that time to do that. The family and community needs of the 6 year is sort of taking more of a back seat. And it's starting going to be this year, the energy is going to be more about you, giving you time to seek wisdom, maybe through personal research, lone spiritual development, meditation. You may seek some solitude this year and you may cancel some personal or social events. Not that there will be a huge amount of them in a 7 year, but you may, and a lot of people will seek solitude this year. There may be a lot of people going on spiritual retreats, personal development courses. It's going to be a strong year for anyone that's in the personal development or spirituality or retreat industry, because it's very much going to be a year of going back to the truth, the spiritual center of things, and really deciding not what the paradigm says we are, who we really are inside, in our heart, our soul. We may be a bit more emotionally detached at times, but it is a time where we can still connect with those we love, because the seven energy is all about connecting deeply with those we love. So it's not about disconnecting from those close to you. It's still about keeping that connection. But you may seek sometimes you may emotionally detach at times, because you're going to need that time on your own to deal with that seven energy. You're going to be up for study, maybe courses. You're going to be more of a thinker, a lone thinker. You might want to spend time in nature more. You might want to spend time with your children, free from external pressures and things coming at you from the external. It's a low-key universal year. And it's not till January 2023 when, January, 2023, you're going to want to do more research and plan. But by the autumn, towards the end of the year, the energy is going to start ramping up towards the 8 universal year, and that's going to turn your attention towards acting on the research and self-development that you did in 2023. But that's next year. That's another video. So the energy of the 7 universal year will be about reassessing, going back, who am I really? Maybe even thinking about the big questions of life. Who am I really? The paradigm says I should be this person, but who am I really? And as the focus of home and family and the 6 year is ebbing away, you're going to be spending more time going back to that center. Maybe even spending time with nature, pondering who we are, why we're here. A very spiritual and another low-key year. 6 and 7 are quite low-key years. Self-discovery, personal development. Go on a retreat. Learn something that you've always wanted to learn. Develop yourself in ways that you've never been able to before, because the energy of the universe is going to give you that opportunity. And it's last year was all about the family's needs, and your attention was quite external towards the practical, the needs of the family. But this year it's more about you and your personal needs and development. Opportunities for self-development, spiritual and intuitive development. You know, they're going to be busy years for these companies that do these kind of spiritual retreats and spiritual courses and things like that, because it's the year where people are going to start going inwards, and that's all of us. It's the energy that the whole world is getting. So very much we might take a step forward in our evolution this year. Let's hope we do. It's all about preparing yourself internally and getting ready for the next high energy year of the 8. You know, learning about you, preparing, studying, getting it all ready for next year, the 2024 high energy 8 year. The life of reassessment and study and research. So you may have opportunity to study thoughts relating to spirituality. You may spend time learning to trust and listen to your intuition. You may turn down a few social events this year in favour of personal development. Or you may go to some personal development courses with some close friends. Sometimes you're going to appear a bit quiet and emotionally attached and a bit of a loner. But, you know, as long as you don't over-isolate yourself beyond what is healthy and you're still connecting with those close, you know, it's all fine. You need to spend some time on your own. This is not a year of action and success. It's a year of sitting back. It's reassessment. It's planning. Getting ready for possible universal changes next year, and action and energy of the new 2024 year. Any forced action or progress might be unsuccessful or fall on stony ground this year. And the situation where that becomes a little bit of an issue, but it's good to know so that you can work around it, is how your personal year works with the energy that the universe is throwing us. For example, if you're in an 8 personal year, or even in a 3 personal year of first stage completion, you might find that you want to take action this year, you want to get out there and you want to do, but the universe might be a little bit meh at responding to you until next year. What I want you to do is not to lose heart, okay? Anyway, I've skipped a bit. Let's move back to where I should be. Now, the personal year. I want to talk to you about the personal year. When it starts, when some think it starts, and when others think it starts, and when I think it starts, and how to calculate it so you know whereabouts you are personally in your epicycle, and you can think about how the energy of your personal year might interact with the universal year this year. So when does your personal year start and end? Well, this appears to be something that people disagree on. Now, some people think that your personal year starts the last few couple of months, the autumn before the beginning of the new universal year. So it's October, November, December of any year. Okay, and then in the new year, from the 1st of January, your personal year starts. Some think that the personal year doesn't start until their birthday. However, My experience tells me it's actually both. The universal, the personal year has got to change at the end of the universal year because the calculation for it includes the universal year. But I feel that it's not until your birthday in that year that the energy really ramps up. For example, this year, I'm in a 9 personal year, and I know I've been dealing with endings all year. All my kids are leaving home, and I've got to learn to let go, you know what I mean? But it wasn't until my birthday in October that the endings really ramped up. Without thinking about it, my energy went to, right, I need to clear things out, get things out, and make some endings so that I can start my one personal year. So I feel that the energy does. Your personal year changes at the end of the universal year, but it really ramps up on your birthday, and the energy will really ramp up. But again, I want you to assess your own intuition on that. You might disagree with me. You might think, no, it's just at the end of the universal year. Or you might think, no, it's just when my birthday starts. You know, that's when it starts. But you know what? Things ebb and flow, and they don't just suddenly start. So I wonder whether it is a step-by-step process of, yep, it changes in the start of the new universal year, but then when it comes to your birthday and onwards, that energy really ramps up. So if you're a December birthday, you won't have a huge amount of time for it to really ramp up before the universal year starts. But again, I might be wrong. It's just my intuition feeding me the information. So it'd be interesting to know what you guys think of that. And I don't like pushing my opinions on anyone. It's all about your intuition and your voice within you. That's what should drive you. I say that in every video. So I'm going to stop going on now and talk to you about how the low-key, research-driven energy of the 7 year might interact with your personal year. But first of all, let me show you how to calculate it. I keep jumping steps today. So calculating your personal year. First of all, you need to know the universal year, which is this year, 7. Okay, so if you're working out your personal year for 2023, you need the 7 for 2023. So there's a 3-stage adding process for this. So you add and reduce, and you always reduce down to a single digit when it comes to personal years and pinnacles. So don't keep the master energy. You keep them in your chart, but not when you're dealing with the 9-year epicycle. We've got to reduce it down. So take the day of you were born and reduce it, add it together, reduce it down to a single digit. The month you were born, if it's a single month, great, you've got the number. If not, add it together and you'll have that number to add, and then add that with the universal year. So do the sum, your birthday reduced, your month reduced, and then add that to 7 for this year. For example, the 29th of October, someone born on the 29th, the 2 plus the 9 equals 11. Then the 1 plus the 1, normally I would keep that 11, but I'm going to keep reducing. 1 plus the 1 equals 2. October is 10, so the 1 plus the 0 equals 1. So for somebody born on the 29th of October, in the universal year of 2023, their personal year will be 2 for the day 29, plus 1 for the month October, plus the 7 universal year. And that comes to 10, which reduces to 1. So a person born on the 29th of October this year, they're in a 1 year of new beginnings. So to work out your personal year, keep that universal year, put your birthday reduced, your birth month reduced, and then add that to the universal year. And it will tell you, if you get a double digit figure, add it together, keep until you get that single digit. That is your personal year for this year. So if it's your personal year, any of these numbers, let's talk through how the 7's going to interact with you. So the 1, it's about channeling those new beginnings, channeling new ideas, new thoughts, new innovation, new messages maybe. that can bring change. So in a 7 year, it's a good opportunity for a one to really indulge themselves in their personal development, to help them channel, as long as they take note of them, because otherwise they'll never achieve these ideas they channel, because the one needs to work at manifestation. But if you're in a one personal year, it's time to spend time, use that seven energy to help you to spend time channeling, get involved in spirituality, to help you channel some new ideas, some new beginnings. Because if you're in a one personal year, you're starting a new epicycle. So it's important that you start thinking of your next 9 years. The one is a very, very significant year for you if you are in a 1 year now. It's new beginnings, it's new things, it's new people, it's new projects in your life. And you're here to, in your 1 year, you can channel new ideas. You can really take ideas that you would love to manifest and start thinking about how you can express that idea to others to start the process towards manifestation of new things, new people, new projects, new careers, new situations, new beginnings. If you're in a two personal year, it's kind of really good because the seven is a low-key universal year and so is the two. And in the 2 year, you're really, it's all about you nurturing all the ideas you had the year before. So all the new beginnings you channeled the year before is now, it's time to sit and ponder those ideas and plan and maybe do a little bit of team building if you can. Bring people together. Talk to the right people about what you're planning to do. So it's the planning, research and development stage when you're in a two personal year. And the seven energy is going to give you that opportunity for loan research. It's basically about who you are, but you're going to have that energy of research. So you can do personal development, which you'll be pulled to do. But also you can spend time planning and thinking, okay, these are the new beginnings that I want to manifest in my life. How can I do that? What are my first steps? And who might I need to speak to help me to bring this to fruition? Because no man's an island. None of us can do this on our own. No person becomes successful on their own. There's also always people around them, even if those people act as their support system, their person to run home to in the evening for solace to keep them going. Everybody needs someone. So the 2 year is about building your relationships, talking to the right people, thinking about, there's no rush, thinking about what you did last year, what you thought of last year, and planning your way forward. Crossing the T's, dotting the I's, getting ready to execute that idea in the next year. Because the three universal year is all about implementation, action, creativity, networking, building lucrative relationships, having fun, socializing. There may be a bit of an issue there in a three personal year. The universe might not respond all the time to you. It's not going to be a totally dead year, but sometimes people in their three personal year might feel a bit downhearted at times because all their action, all their getting out there, all their advertising, people are responding and probably will respond in a quite a low-key way, unless, of course, they're presenting spiritual stuff and then, you know, there's not going to be an issue because people want to expand and know who they are this year. So if you're wanting to implement anything that isn't to do with people's personal development, the universe might be a bit slow to respond, but don't give up, don't lose heart, keep taking action, keep plugging, keep putting the advertising out there, because even though people won't necessarily always act and do in 2023, they're still watching the internet, they're still learning, they might still have seen the opportunities that you're trying to push, the action that you're trying to push in your 3 year, the creativity, the networking, and it might take them a while to respond, but getting out there and getting yourself seen and heard, even if the universe doesn't quite respond so fast, still do it. still do it. Still plug your 3 year, because people might be listening behind the scenes just because they're not maybe, I mean, they might, but this is a 7 year. So the opportunity is that people might be a bit low key. They might wait. They might think, I might do that, but they might take note of it. So they know who you are and they might act on it at a future time. But again, if you're acting and expressing ideas to do with personal development, spirituality, retreats, and you want to get something going like that, it could be a very lucrative year for you. If you're in a four personal year, it's all about, you've already done the expression, you did that last year, and it's time now to build some security around what you've been doing. The idea that you had 4 years ago is now getting to a point where you need to start building some security around that. Maybe a business, maybe a structure, maybe processes and procedures, because your business or whatever you're doing has ramped up and you need to put a bit of detail in there. Maybe you need to do your tax returns. You know, the 4 year is about building security, a strong foundation, planning, persevering, looking at the detail, being patient. It's quite a work year, to be honest. The four personal year, you might work too hard. You might have less fun than you would have in your 3 year, because the 3 year is about getting out there and having a bit of fun and networking. And the 4 year is about getting your nose to the grindstone and getting some work done and following the rules, you know, like the 2020 personal, you know, the 2020 universal year of drudgery that we had, following the rules and not seeing each other. And oh, what a year that was. I hate four universal years, and I'm not keen on four personal years either, because I like to have fun and see people. And the 4 year, you know, I can be prone to working too hard, and in my 4 year, you know, it tends to get a bit serious, and I tend to work too hard. And that might happen to you, because you're all about setting goals and achieving goals and putting that stable, strong foundation underneath yourself. And that needs serious action. That needs attention to detail, but it also needs patience. It needs perseverance. It needs a step-by-step approach to your goals. Well, the universal year is a low-key year, as we know. It's not really gonna answer your goals straight away, but you can do all the stuff, all the security that surrounds that. Building the processes and procedures, that all needs quiet analysis and attention to detail. There'll be less action, maybe less goals might be achieved. The universe might be a little bit slow when you try and take action on your goals. However, if you focus on planning for the next year, or thinking, you know, go back to your drawing board here, reassess your targets and goals, make sure that any targets or goals that you can reach using the energy of the seven, loan research, you know, anything that correlates with the seven energy, you could get that done. But anything you try where you take action and you want things to happen this year, the universe might be a bit slow to respond. But the 4 year is all about thinking as well. It's all about logic. So you, if you're in a four universal year, take this year to reassess your goals, to maybe think about your processes and your procedures, and how you're going to build your security around the ideas that you started on 4 years ago. Maybe you started a family or had ideas of starting a family 4 years ago, and now you want to buy a house. Now you want to, you know, put some security around that. Maybe you want to get married and buy a house. Maybe you had a brand new business idea 4 years ago, and now you're thinking, wow, I've done the first stage expression and it's been successful. Let's put a business around that. That's when you do that in the 4 year. It's serious. It's hard working. You've got to make sure you have a balanced work ethic and that you don't work too hard. But it's a time where you're building your strength, your stability and your security. And when it comes to planning and thinking and analysing, looking at the detail that you need to do in a 4 year, the seven will be very useful, because it's going to give you that time, that energy to be alone and research, think and analyse. and spend that time. But any goals that you think that you want achieved then and now this year, you might have feelings of impatience because the universe might not always respond as quickly as you would want to this year. But you know, you're in a 4-year, it's all about patience. Just keep plugging and it will come. Just make sure all your internal processes are analysed and detail analysed to the hilt, and then you'll be ready. Then you'll be ready. And the energy of the year you won't feel is totally slow or wasted, as in a 4-year you can feel like that. In a 5-year, new opportunities, adventure, expansion, change, unexpected events. Now, in a 7-year, people can reassess who they are. And sometimes when they reassess who they are, they think, what am I doing with my life? And they might do things like leave their job. Sometimes they might leave their family situation. Sometimes it can be a very upheaval year because some people live in this haze of everyday routine and they don't always think about, what am I doing with my life? They're just getting up every day and doing their thing. But in a 7-year, it's really going to push you to think, what am I doing? What am I doing with my life? Who really am I? And it might get some people stirred up, and you or members of your family might make decisions in order to do things that are totally unexpected because they've reassessed who they are. They've learned more about themselves and they're expanding their knowledge of themselves. They might just do unexpected things in their 5 personal year. So if you are in your 5 personal year, you might find yourself from your reassessment that you might start thinking, hang on a minute, I've got to make some changes here. You might decide that you want to go and travel to find yourself. 5 is a very adventurous, travel-driven energy, adventure, expansion, doing something new, expanding, changing. So if you're in a year of a 7, you're reassessing. You might want to step back from your everyday routine, which people in a 5 personal year do. You might want to go and on a spiritual pilgrimage. You might want to actually just down tools and get on a plane and go fly. You might want to just take some time off work and do your own thing to really reassess who you are and do something new. It might be a time where you might actually think about quitting your job, or, you know, just taking an extended sabbatical. And, you know, you've got to think, if you're making some big changes in your life and you've assessed yourself and you think, right, that's it, I'm making the changes, think about the people around you, because it's not just your stability you're smashing, it's the stability of everyone else around you as well. So if you go in excitedly and, yeah, make those changes, you know, you're in a 5-year of new opportunities, change and expansion, adventure, and it's a 7 universal year of really knowing who you are as a person. So that could really make you just want to go and live in a tree in Burma, you know. So a 5, be ready for that if you're in a 5 personal year. But also, look after the people around you that may be a little bit shocked by your change, by your new plans, as it were. So keep that in mind if you're in a 5 personal year. It could be a big one for you. 6 universal year is a low-key year. Family dramas, idealism, judgment, nurture, home improvements, assessing how you live at home, looking at your family, looking after your family, focusing, prioritizing on home and hearth. Career might be sort of stamped on a little bit this year. Family commitments are going to have to take a front seat. And family commitments might get in the way of the universal energy of the 7. So there could be some clash here with the universal energy of the 7 pushing you to need to spend time researching and developing yourself spiritually. But you might have situations where family dramas might cause issues this year. But do you know what? Try and mix the two. I would be trying to use my spiritual development and my research when I could find time alone to help support me through any family dramas that might occur this year. But six is a low-key year as well, so there's not going to be much achieved on a 6 year. It is more about home and hearth. And the 7 year is going to offer opportunities for you to spend time in the quiet. But it's asking you to spend a lot more time on your own, more quietly in nature. So this year, you might have to balance your need to be on your own to really search who you are for the universal year and dealing with your family. You might have events to deal with. You might have marriages, children born, you know. There's positive and negative things that happen in a 6 year when it comes to family, but it can be a hectic family year and it might get in the way of the energy of the seven, or the seven might disrupt the energy of the six for you at times, and it might give situations where you were meant to be at family events but you haven't managed to get there, or situations have occurred and you haven't managed to be there for your family. So there could be some clashes maybe where family members might be demanding more of your time than you can give them, so be ready for that. In an 8 year, you're going to be trying to take action. When you're in an 8 personal year, it's all go, go, go. It's all, yeah, it's all let's get going, let's get started, let's get our goals achieved. You've had the 7 year of introspection and you know who you are. You intuitively know your goals. You know what direction you're going to go in because you spent that 7 making sure that you know. And you're ready to take action. You're ready to go, go, go. But the universal year might be a little bit meh. It might not respond in the way that you would like it to. The 7 year, the universal year, it's saying to you, okay, go into yourself, go into your cave, meditate, think, research, who are you? And you're in a personal year of no, I want to act, I want to achieve my goals now, I want to do it now. I've done the seven, push the seven, I'm on an 8 personal year of action. And then the universe is going to be, okay, great, maybe next year, okay? So you're in an 8 year, and I still implore you to act like you're in an 8 year. Try and achieve those goals. Try and take as much action as you can. But you might find at times that this year, and it's only this year, don't panic, that the universe might respond a little bit more slowly. So I want you to not lose heart this year if you're in an 8 personal year, because sometimes you can plug and plug and plug and you think nobody's responding, nothing's happening, I'm going to give up. Don't give up. It's merely the energy of the universe this year. It's literally asking you to stay at the drawing board, and you're in an 8 personal year of action. So keep going with your practical 8 matters. Keep going with your finances. Keep taking action where you can. Because even though, like I said for the 4 year, if the universe doesn't respond straight away, it doesn't mean the universe hasn't listened. So keep taking action. Keep plugging. Keep, you know, helping others, keep achieving your goals, keep doing as much as you can. And if the universe is slow to respond, don't let that bring you down. Just know that it's just the 7 year, and it's probably going to be next year where everything goes kaboom, where the opportunities that you sowed this year that weren't responded to straight away, the actions that you took last year that maybe weren't responded to straight away, might just hit on the next year. You'll be in a year of 9 like endings, and the universe will be answering all your opportunities, but that's another year for you to deal with. So if you're in a 9 universal year, you're coming to the end of an epicycle. So it's actually quite good, because the 9 and the 7 energy, they go together like peas and carrots. They really do. Because the 7 is all about introspection and spiritual development. The 9 is all about introspection, spiritual development, knowing, but there's a little bit of extra to it. Taking action to get rid of things that no longer serve you. So you might sit down in your 7 universal year and think, okay, this is who I am. This is one of the things I want to do. And then you might start thinking, okay, if I need to maybe start thinking about building an office or setting up something to do what I want to do, what I've planned from last year, I'm going to have to clear things out. I might even have to clear my schedule a bit. I might have to stop doing some things that I always done. It doesn't really serve you. Anything that doesn't serve you anymore, anything you're holding on to in this 9 personal year, it's time to introspect, use the 7 universal year to help you go into yourself and think, okay, what do I still do that doesn't serve me anymore? Who do I still give my time and energy to that used to serve me, but actually the relationship doesn't really serve me anymore? Where do I live? What's my environment? Is that still serving me? What's in my cupboards? Should I clear a space ready? You know, it's all stuff that I don't need anymore. It's about getting rid, letting go, and creating a void so that you can move on next year to your 1 personal year. So the 9 years about endings, completion, ending things, situations, relationships, jobs, tasks, leisure pursuits that no longer serve you, that you're just holding on to, and creating a void to be filled the next year. You might have some endings that are forced upon you and you have to learn to let go because there's a reason why they've ended at that time. Or you might enforce from your 7 introspection, you might force some endings that you might have to deal with them holding on to you, or that situation holding on to you, when you know intuitively from your personal research that it's time to clear a space so that you can ready for your 1 personal year. So that's an overview of, first of all, the universal 7 year, and then how each of us with our own personal years are going to interact with the 7 energy. Now, I hope you've really enjoyed this video today. If you haven't already, please like and subscribe. If you'd like a numerology reading, please contact me through email or through my Facebook page, Soul Explorer Numerology. You can contact me by email. That's the best one, actually, because that's the one I respond to the quickest, katie@soulexplorer.net. But you can also contact me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter. I'm also on Twitter. If you want to learn about numerology, I'm going to put links to my Udemy courses in the description box. And if you'd like to learn to be a numerologist and you're interested in my books that I have out, if you put my name, Katie Ewers, KatieYouers, into Amazon, my books will come up. If not, there's a link to my books in the description box if you'd like to take a look. And it's basically giving you all everything you need to know to start being a fully fledged numerologist and know your own life purpose in detail. Anyway, I'm going to let you go now because it's really time to start planning, depending on your time zone, for the New Year celebrations. I'm thinking Australia are probably already past their New Year. I haven't really thought about it. And America, you're going to be behind us. But it's 2 p.m. UK time, so it's time to start planning the festivities for a party and a lovely New Year 2023. Bring it on.